Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact. Impact Talk for Impact fans right here on the YouTube and the Twitch. My co-host, Alicia, giving us our letter.
A.
The letter for the day is A. No, A for Alicia. And Jay,
that's me.
We're just a bunch of jackasses doing this during the holidays. No, we said there was a chance in the Discord of probably doing this. And, well, we're here. And we're just going to keep this real low-key for everyone. We do realize that it is during, you know, it's post-Christmas or whatever you celebrate. We're just days away from a new year, Alicia. Can you believe it? This year just flew.
It went too fast. That's what happens when you get old, apparently.
The years do not slow down. I can tell you that much.
No.
It is what it is. Bonus Baby says A is for alcohol. Well, there you go.
I have that too.
Yeah, I haven't been partaking in very much of that. There was a little bit of wine drinking in our house for Christmas, and that was about it.
I had rum on Christmas,
ooh,
but just like a little bit, and it took me hours to drink. So,
did you have rum with anything, like a rum and coke, or was it just
it was
a rum
eggnog?
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. I think I had a little brandy in my nog.
Yeah,
that was delicious.
Normally, I like rum chata, but nobody had rum chata.
Oh, we've got rum chata.
I love rum chata. I like the shots.
You could have come over for Christmas.
I get in my little airplane. I'll be right there.
There you go. Fly on over to J Bone's Casa
for some rum chatas.
So here we go. We're going to keep this real low key. We're not necessarily going to be reviewing the best of Impact Wrestling, more using it as a focus point to what this show tonight is going to be about. Like I said, we're going to keep it low key, talk about some of our favorites for the year. And at the same time, you can let us know your favorites for the year, as far as who and what, whether it be a person, a moment, a match, whatever. And then in between stuff, we'll answer your questions like a Q&A. As well, may not get to all of them. We'll see what kind of participation we get tonight. So, number one, did you watch the show tonight, Alicia?
Yes,
you did. Okay,
I mean, not with eyes glued to, but I definitely had it on as I was putzing around, like tuned in on interesting parts.
Gotcha, yeah. So we'll start out. Instead of like moments and who's who of the year, I want to start out with a little bit of news like we usually do. And that's that Anthony Green is going to be joining Impact Wrestling and will be debuting next week. Cut a little promo tonight on the show.
I'm familiar with him.
What do you?
I have a pin of his, actually.
A pin
somewhere, yeah, like an enamel pin. I got it. He performed at CZW, I feel like, back in the day, and I bought a pin.
Okay. Courtney says he's great. Maybe he eats his Frosted Flakes too. I cannot say neither here nor there any much about him other than I've heard of him, but I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in Impact Wrestling.
Yeah. So should be fun.
Yeah, saying that he is a former NXT guy. Bonus Baby says, well, they say Brandy is a fine girl, J-Bone. I don't know anything about that. I'm going to get into trouble if I...
I'm not going to tell the story.
Oh, we all have our own little Brandy story. All right. Terrence Sullivan says, who the hell is Anthony Green? Well, tune into Impact Wrestling next week. You're going to find out, bro.
It's called Go to YouTube. Hit up that search bar and type in Anthony Green.
You can
Google it. And surprise! No, I'm being a sarcastic dick. Sorry. It's all good. This is why we love wrestling, because we always get an opportunity to learn about new people who we haven't been exposed to yet. So
that's right.
Let's all find out together.
Yeah. And I look at it this way, even if you don't know who this person is, the new people that have come into this brand of Impact Wrestling over the course of the last year or so have been nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at a guy like Speedball, and we'll talk a little more about him later, but just that, just as an example, you know, Scott D'Amore and his crew, they're good eggs. They got their eye on the product. They know who's who. They know who's good. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Terrence Sullivan says, so we got another championship match for Hard to Kill Premium Live event or pay-per-view if you're just old like us. Yeah, so it looks like Moose is going to be facing Joe Hendry for his title.
He's going to have his life ruined by Joe Hendry, you mean?
Yes, that too. Or he might learn something. Yeah. Might find out that, you know, his wife had a baby with him or something. That'd be
cool. I was going to say, I was picturing more of like a Joe Hendry Moose. I think that's all I need to say.
That's funny.
I went places.
Yes, the DMC. Yeah. So yeah, it's the Hard to Kill is the card, if you will, is it's getting there. It's mm-hmm. getting there. It looks like it's gonna be fun. It looks like Eddie Edwards and Jonathan Gresham is official as well.
Should be.
So should be cool.
It's gonna be.
So let's go down the list here slowly, and we'll talk about other stuff in between. Like I said, we're gonna keep this, you know, just kind of whatever. No strict stuff, going by the book.
I go with the flow. I'll wing it, mama.
Yes. Knockout of the year 2022 was was Jordan Grace.
Well deserved.
Well deserved, really no surprise there. Mm-hmm. Who would you pick? Would you pick the same, or would you go with who the audience voted on?
I think I would just stay with the same. It just makes sense. Like looking back in the year that Jordan had, I think it's just a fair call.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Like if like, and I talked about this throughout the year too. After she became champ, if you look at her first run, it was good, but it was the person evolved so much in her character, her confidence, the way she portrayed herself, the way she carried herself as an individual inside and out of the company, just. Everything top to bottom, the individual Jordan Grace, she knocked it out of the park. She really did this year. So yeah, props to her. Our whole roster is really pretty stacked. We're pretty lucky as fans, but as far as who really killed it the most, I gotta say it was probably Jordan Grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you look at it was interesting. I mentioned this during the live reaction before this show. I can't remember if it was Sports Illustrated or Sportskeeda. It was one of those. They had like a top 10 wrestlers of the year.
Okay.
And they had like big names on there, like Seth Rollins, Mox.
The big guns.
Roman Reigns, you know. Yeah. And then a few unheard ofs across the industry. And then their number 10 was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Masha Slamovich.
Well, yeah.
She's really been killing it. Like in Impact and outside Impact.
Well, as a breakout knockout, I feel like she's definitely been killing it. But if you've been following her career on the indies, then yeah, absolutely. It's well deserved.
Yeah, and she's really grown with this brand too. It's mm-hmm. been slow, but she has, you know?
So, yeah. I think they finally found the right angle for her. And she's like a chameleon. She just seems to blend in where she needs to go and does a great fucking job doing it. So, yeah.
She really does. And so we want to hear what you guys have to say too. You know, is that your knockout of the year, or who would you pick? Would you pick someone else? Drop it in the chat, because I want to, you know, and I want that for all the stuff we're going through. Leave your favorites in the chat, because we want to see them. Now here's an interesting one. I believe he brought this up in the live reaction, and we talked a little bit about it, but I want to get your thoughts on this. He's asking you specifically, Jordynne Grace, world champion in 2023. What do you think?
In wrestling, never say never. I feel like, but it would be a good way to get a clean slate on having a woman be the world champion. So, you know, I mean, I'm all for it. I know a lot of people would probably like sneer at the idea. But I like it.
Yeah, like,
I would believe it, you know,
Yeah, you're in a completely different situation than how we were before going into the pandemic. Just everything surrounding Tessa was completely different than what you already have built into the company with Jordynne Grace. So
right.
Anything's possible. It just, my only worry is you can't do it for just shits and giggles. It's got to be booked right.
You know? It's got, yeah. The planets got to align, you know. Jupiter and Uranus have to be just so.
I knew you were going to say that. You said it properly, though.
Anyway. Uranus? Oh, are we kids and we giggle at that word?
Yes. Yes, I'm almost 50, and yes, I still giggle at that one all the time.
It's nothing wrong with that.
And if you look out this
window. We're all 12-year-old boys at heart.
If you look out this window, you can see. Anyways. Hakeem Fullerton, good to see you in here, bro. I haven't seen you in a while. It says Mickey James for him. Okay. Michael says, no way. Okay. Oh, you're talking. I think that's his responding to Jordynne Grace as champion. I'm like, no way to what? Okay.
And if, you know, to each their own, whether you like it or not, it's subjective. We respect the opinions.
It's just discussion. You know, don't go jumping out your basement window or nothing. All right.
Yeah.
Bonus baby here says, for me, Jordynne's first title run, she was obviously the choice looks wise, but looking back now, it didn't feel like the right time. This title run feels 100% right. Well, yeah, she was, like I said, she was a very different person back a couple of years ago when she first joined Impact.
And she's gone through quite the evolution.
She has. She's gotten married. She's built her own brand.
She's got an empire.
Yeah, she really, and she's taught this to the rest of the Knockouts locker room as well. So props to her, you know, for helping everyone. So, let's talk about this before we jump into the next thing as well. Thank you for bringing this up, Hakeem. I think someone else did as well. Brian Myers signed a contract extension with Impact Wrestling.
Yay!
It said in an interview, I believe, with Justin Barrasso, said it was a very easy decision for him to make. So it's great to hear. I'm really happy that he's happy with with Impact Wrestling, with no matter if he's on a lower or mid card or whatever he's doing, just seeing him do his own thing his way is a win for him instead of just what he was doing. Anything's better than what he was doing before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, that was under a different regime. I know with Trips coming back, or not coming back, but Trips coming into the role he is now makes it very inviting for many former WWE people. I know that's one of the big rumors about as far as what is people like him or his partner in crime, Mr. Matt Cardona. What is he going to do? I know he's talked about it. I haven't heard anything either way as far as if he's leaning towards going back, if he's had the invitation. I really don't know. Royal Rumble's coming up. Who knows? What do you think, Alicia?
I know not these things.
She does not know. But your thoughts on Brian
Myers? The cat doesn't either.
Is that Valentino?
It's Valentino, yeah.
Good evening, Valentino. Hopefully your cat behaves as well, if not better than mine. you should have seen Oreo earlier. Oh my goodness. She's just a little diva.
He's a little diva.
Right?
Cats, man.
Back to Brian Myers. Your thoughts on him signing a contract extension.
I think that's good. I think that's good for Impact.
Yeah, yeah.
A veteran
like him in a locker room is not a bad thing.
And I feel like he's really left his mark. Like, since he's come in, he's really done a lot to stand out. And so it's good.
Yeah.
Happy to have him on board.
Absolutely. Brian Myers is set. It might not have a mid Cardona with him after Hard to Kill. We'll see. You know, and maybe if that's his last hurrah, then that's his last hurrah. I'd be very curious to see what he's doing. If he is going to go back up north, obviously he'd be limited as to what he could do with his own brand, unless Trips just lets him do his podcast and everything else. We'll have to wait and see. But those two have really helped each other build this brand that they're doing.
They make a good team.
Yeah, the podcast and everything. It's really grown as a brand across wherever they go. Like Courtney says here, who knows? Who knows? Barry says positive things about Brian here. It's good experienced wrestler who can help put others over. Right. He's not selfish, you know. He may hold a title like the digital media championship for a while, but he can also help put over a guy like Gujar and show how good he is. Help him get that shine. So yeah, perfect example. All right, next we got Moment of the Year 2022. They have the winning here, Josh. Josh Alexander beating Moose for the title. It's like 6 months in the making. What do you think?
It was quite epic.
It was.
It was just yesterday.
It's just last week.
Well, it was a number of months ago, wasn't it? I feel
it was.
Time is, maybe it's just me, but in wrestling, I feel like time blurs.
I think
Has it been a year?
I think the Bound for Glory previous is when he won it and then lost it real quick.
Okay. Yes. You're running. Okay. Okay.
And then Moose.
You're jogging my memory here.
Moose had it for up until like the summertime. And then it was like SummerSlam where Josh got it. I think that's when it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
okay.
So yeah.
We're on the board. So okay. So it was about summertime.
Yeah.
It's good. That's well deserved for him too. I feel like he is another example of someone who's evolved from where they came in to where they are now. I mean, Josh was a tag team guy when he first stepped into Impact. So look how well he's doing. It's a yeah. testament to his talent. That's just what it comes down to.
And also, and I mean, we could touch on this too, because he was also picked for Male Wrestler of the Year, Josh Alexander. The year that he's had, because there was a build, there was a road, how do I say this? There was a road that Josh Alexander had to travel to
yes.
get to that world championship. And yes. The obstacles that
yeah, see, the cat's backing you up.
Yes.
I preach.
She's smart, just like her papa.
It's wonderful.
Like, if you think about it, Jonah, and how many obstacles from New Japan, all these people that kept getting thrown at Josh Alexander, and he kept beating him over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, and after all those obstacles, to finally get to the top of the mountain, so to speak,
I'll let
Jeff Jarry. No, but you know, to get that world championship, it's like, man, it's did you really feel like he is the most deserving this year of number one having that moment because of the road yes. he was on, and then because he conquered so many different individuals, either in the company or out, to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, it's been a hell of a year for him. He may not be like my favorite wrestler right now, but he is absolutely top five right now, and he's proved it. He's been
killing. It's a reason he's the top of the game right now, for sure.
Hell yeah, one of the best. So, yeah, and chat, let me hear. Critical Sting, see? Did I say SummerSlam? Did I actually say SummerSlam? You know, I think I did.
I don't remember. Sorry, I smoked.
So, Alicia's just going to agree with everything I say tonight. No, I was
thinking, maybe.
Not SummerSlam. What the hell am I thinking of? Jesus. What's their big summertime?
Oh, no. No, you're making me think. This is embarrassing. Jesus Christ.
Hard to Kill, Rebellion, Bound for Glory, and SummerSlam. No, it's not SummerSlam.
The summer one, you know. That one.
God.
What kind of
fans are we? Horrible.
Very dumb ones. Hey, dude, you know what?
Thank you. Thank you.
Slammiversary.
Oh, my God.
It's that time between Christmas and New Year's, so, you know, we don't even have a plan. It's just a plot.
Everything just gets a little fuzzy. Yeah, because, like, you know, we're still coming
down. No effort.
Thank you, Hakeem. And yes, and now it's going to – everyone's going to hit us with everything. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so Critical Sting says Josh defended it against EY at Slammiversary. He did. He did, didn't he?
Fuck. Oh,
and he – Rebellion – at Rebellion, he beat Moose. Okay, so it was one of the big ones, for crying out loud. It's been a hell of a year. A lot has happened.
I watch a lot of wrestling.
Right, exactly. I'm pretty sure at one point CM Punk also walked in and out of Impact Wrestling for like a brief second. If you blinked, you missed it. TNA. Or maybe that was something we... Oh, no, that was probably something we reviewed earlier this year. Anyways.
Oh, Yeah, your throwback series, right?
You got it.
Well, you know, it would be a good time to promote that, right? By being like, hey, yo, guys, if you want to see the other dudes talk about old episodes of TNA, like right from the get-go, go check it out on our channel under the playlist.
There's a playlist. We did the entire how many was it? 111 episodes of the Asylum series leading up to their TV debut on FX. And we had a blast doing it because I did it in the eyes of someone who had never watched it before. As in a brand new fan, Trent was on his buddy's couch and Bill also watched them live. And I watched them every week as a new fan. So it was a completely different experience and we had a blast doing it. So if you want to check that out, by all means, take that trip again with us. Bell's boy, much love, says with the super chat here, says Happy New Year, J-Bone and Alicia. Who's the Matt Jackson doppelganger with the cheap porn stash
Anthony Green.
Wrestling Taurus next week? Oh, I didn't realize he already had a match booked. It's Anthony Green?
Yeah. I feel bad now. I want to go get my pen or my pin so I can start popping that up every time someone says who the hell is Anthony Green.
Go get it. Do you know where it is?
You know what? I'm not going to, because Stefan's trying to sleep. He's got work in the morning. So,
That's fine. We will not wake up Stefan, but thank you very much, Bell's boy, for the super chat. There was also a couple other super thickers in here earlier, I believe from, Punk and, I think Courtney dropped one in there too. So thank you. I wanted to quick acknowledge those.
Thanks, guys.
Let's see. MVP says, disgrace, Moose for Impact World Champion 2023. He wants Moose back on top. Well, we'll
surely.
See. We'll see.
I'm more sure. of a Sammy pusher.
Yeah. I would love to see him get a proper
yes. one. Yes, sir.
He didn't get mm-hmm. one last time. That one really lasted noted. About a month?
A cup of coffee.
Sammy had a cup of coffee at the top. He was the cream that week. God. What a time. Oh, let's see. Bell's boy, welcome. We literally just covered this. As far as Brian Myers, we are very happy about it. yeah. So just hit that rewind button and then you'll get the full thing on that. But yeah, we're just quietly jumping up and down for that because we're not gonna do that today. do you have another moment of the year, or would you just go with Josh getting the title?
Moment or match of the year?
Moment. Different.
Moment? Oh, God. All of them. Sorry. Of them. I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice. That's okay. I don't know. There's been a couple of moments. Taya coming back was fun.
That was good.
God, there's a lot. I feel like such a chode right now because I'm like, oh God. So what I mean is that I watch a lot of wrestling, all blurs together, and maybe some of it happened this year, and maybe it was the years prior.
Right, it's that whole Panini thing.
It's a really black hole of infinite wrestling consummation. That's not even a word.
Giant swirl of wrestling flames.
It is. It's just an infinity vacuum of fucking body slams.
That too. that too. Courtney, you need to pay attention. I literally just addressed this. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you very much. So people are putting in their votes for world champion in 2023. Steve Macklin, Rich Swann, Macklin. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens. All right. Next, we have X Division Wrestler of the Year. Really no surprise here. Speedball Mike Bailey.
Yes. I think that says it all, right? Speedball.
Oh, yeah. He's inside and outside of the company. Especially if you go check out some of the matches that Impact has put up on their YouTube channel from like Wrestling Revolver, all the different people he faced outside of the Impact zone, if you will.
Yes.
Go check out some of those matches or any matches you come across that he's had this year. It has been literally match of the night in so many cases. He had the X Division title for a while. Granted, he lost it to Kaz. That was a unique situation all on its own. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Speedball has been killing it. And we'll get into a little bit more because the voting for as far as him winning stuff is not over. But right up until the end of the year, in fact, last week, or was it last week or the week before, he's just had a phenomenal 2022. So, any others you want to acknowledge, or just going to stick with that?
Stick with that.
Stick with that? Okay.
I started brain farting. Sorry, I panicked. Like, oh no. You asked me a question while I was thinking hard on something else. Oh no.
Refocus.
I'm here.
I think Trey also had a great year as well. His evolution into his heel.
Cool time. Guy, Trey.
Yeah. And that's been a lot of fun to watch. And we're just scraping the surface on that one.
2023, yo.
Yeah, I think he's really going to blow the roof off the place, and I can't wait. Someone in the chat in the last show said something about him, maybe possibility of him bringing in some other kids to help him, like a new faction, some new rascals maybe. I don't know. We'll see. 2023 is going to be fun, though.
Remains to be seen.
Jeremy. Oh, yeah. This is a little bit of news, too, because I think this just broke within the last week, too. Opinion on Impact bringing back Before the Bell. Yeah, that's coming back sometime in January.
What was that?
I think that was kind of a like an interview show where someone interviews someone else. I'm assuming it's going to be Hannafin interviewing roster members. Oh no, wait, no, that was I'm
brain farting that one. No. It's my fault. I've stunk up the room with all my brain farts.
You blow the smoke the other direction. Jesus. No, no, it just came to me. It's Santina Marella and Iceman used to run the show on Twitch.
Okay.
When Twitch was still a thing.
All right. So I definitely don't remember.
But it's funny because Anthem just trademarked Santina Marella. Yeah. So he's coming back. I'm sure he's gonna be hosting it with someone, Iceman, someone.
Dope.
And
well, if Iceman's involved, then it's gonna be cool. So
yeah,
I'm partial to it already.
Oh, critical. See, no, I'm just screwing up everything. Critical Sting says that was behind.
See, the nobody. Lines. Somebody help. Too many just, behind the stuff, guys.
No, I remember now. It was before the bell was that thing on Vice TV where they show all the tragic things of wrestling. Oh no, that was something different.
I don't know.
Before the bell. Oh, Critical Sting says before the bell was a TNA thing.
I don't feel entirely stupid now because you're asking me to remember something from like 15 years ago.
Norris is around the ring. Yeah, so there was all these different
before
shows.
The ring, above the ring, below the ring.
Yeah, I guess something with a ring.
Oops. This is a wrestling show. Hey guys, how are you?
We're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this.
Maybe.
So I'm assuming it's Santino Marella's show and hosting with the Iceman. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. We'll find out soon enough, won't we? Men's tag team of the year. Motor City Machine Guns.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I like it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure Ash would approve.
Oh, I'm like, Ashley? Oh, yes, absolutely. She's grown rather fond of the, let's see. It's not the Chris Sabin. It's the Alex Shelley, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to think for a second. I should know this.
That's who she talks about. She fangirls about Alex Shelley all the time. Quite proudly, too.
Yeah. I mean, good stuff. Honorable mentions as well, though. It's like a Heath and Rhino. It had a couple of little setbacks, but I think 2023 will be their year.
Yeah. Heath just coming back healthy this year was a plus.
Well, Rhino as well.
Rhino, yes. So, yeah, I think they're going to have a much better 2023 than 2022. But just coming back and tagging together in 2022 was nice.
Yes.
It might have been a little more of a political thing to boost the relationship, so to speak, of the New Japan Impact Wrestling thing going on. Because now they are Impact and New Japan Strong tag team champions. So
now I'm gonna say Steven Black to Roos ratio base. Oh. What do the kids say? Poggers.
What?
I don't know. I might have said something terrible. I'm not sure.
I think that's something they do in Cambodia. That's illegal. No, I'm kidding.
Fuck? Why do you always take it somewhere weird?
Just because I have no clue what I'm talking about. Ace and Bate definitely have made their mark on the tag team scene.
Yes.
Especially internationally. Good stuff there. They're going to have a hell of a 2023. With or without the backing of the Bullet Club. And I don't even
They know are that. The Bullet Club.
They are. I don't even know.
Oh, I didn't say something terrible. Okay. You never know, man. People are crazy these days.
I'm laughing at the chant because I don't even understand half of it. Courtney approves on Ashley's behalf. There you go.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you, Courtney. Barry says best tag team in the world today. Yeah, but you got veterans like that have been around for 20 plus years, the tag team itself for 15, give or take, years.
Right.
You can't, you know, and they Impact always brings back people that can go. You know, they're no slouch in the ring. The stuff that they still do, those combo moves, flawless.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's unbelievable. But any other votes for any other team?
I stated a couple.
Right, you did. Yeah, I'm just trying to get more stuff in the chat. I have no idea what this is right here. I don't know
what ratio. The kids are using ratio again.
Yeah, I am.
old ass motherfuckers in our big age. We don't know that.
Yeah, like, the only ratio I know is Horatio, and that's from like Greek mythology or something, isn't it? Or something. Some kind of old poetry or something. Horatio. I don't know. Just old. It's okay. All right.
Just old. We'll keep it at that. Just yep.
Oh yeah.
Bless your heart.
We move on. Knockout tag team of the year.
Death Dolls.
Thoughts on that, Alicia?
Yes, honey. Death Dolls. I have a shirt, but it's in the laundry. So, again, another thing I could be like, oh, fuck yeah, promotion, but no.
Throw it in the camera.
Use your imaginations. Yeah, so this is cool. This is really good. Well deserved because it's a team that works really well together. I'd say the honor goes to them, but there are some, again, I feel like every subject or every whatever has like honorable mentions, and we can't forget Tasha and Savannah. Deanna and Chelsea, even though we got a small little snippet of VXT, I think they were a well-oiled machine.
I'm just glad they had a chance to do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was well deserved. My favorite words of the night, well deserved. You're under the roof. Everybody gets a clap on the back.
There you go.
A little bit of niceness from the Grinch.
How do you say that? Three snaps and a what?
Oh, okay. Well, you get two snaps and a Cheerio.
That's it.
And five flaming briquettes.
I knew something was flaming in there. I couldn't.
There's got to be people old enough to remember that reference.
It goes back just a little bit.
Definitely.
So yeah, the Knockouts tag division went through a few hiccups, but it still was pretty fun overall.
Yes, I agree.
And they just need to.
I don't want to harp on it too much.
No, it's fine. It's something that I think is just going to grow and get better in the years to come.
Maybe I get the vibe that 2023 is going to be year for tag teams. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. I agree. You heard it here first. Michael here says, what is your prediction for Impact for 2023? And a wrestler is a new TV deal, something along those lines.
Huh?
You lost me there.
What's your prediction for Impact 23? I think I kind of just said, well, I'll just go with that. So a prediction would be 2023 is the year for tag teams. They seem to be brewing up something, so fingers crossed. And a wrestler is a new team. I don't know. Surprises. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, there you go. Here I'm trying to pop in new stuff between the categories, and I just that was over my
head. Let me highlight that. I feel like this is across the board in all promotions right now, and I feel like that just happens from time to time, is that there's just certain things that are more in style or trend worthy, as opposed to, you know, it's like seasons of fashion. Tag teams are big one year, then they're not, and it's cruiserweight, or it's, you know what I mean? Like, I guess it all just depends.
It goes through peaks and valleys and highs and lows, and yeah, like sometimes the tag divisions are just boom, and then you lose a few tag teams, like you lose like the Good Brothers and stuff like that, and you lose a couple more because people get hurt, or like Taven and Bennett gone at the same time, so the tag division went, you know, yeah, it happens, it evolves.
It's like, well, and also we always got to keep in mind is that Impact is a relatively smaller roster too, so they can only, you know, do so much. I know, like, we do complain and be a little critical of it, but they're doing well with what they have to work with. So,
absolutely. All right, Michael, you're talking about a new TV deal. No. When the company that owns the wrestling company owns a TV station, that's just going to stay. You know, all we can hope for is that Access TV gets in more homes across the U.S. And but then you got to like jump in the whole conversation of internationally. They just signed a huge deal with DAZN, and it hits well over 150 countries. So worldwide, their stuff just completely blew up in a positive way. So they don't, I don't think it's just going to grow in 2023 is my guess, you know, leaps and bounds, like back in arenas. No, but, it's going to just keep solid where it is right now. So, all right. And as far as new people, yeah, this company is the king of evolving. You're going to see new people. We're talking about that. Anthony Green's going to show up next week, and he's going to start fresh in this brand. So there you go. Great example. Brian Field, happy holidays to you too. Much love, brother. Hope you're well. Hope you're staying safe. So, next here, Death Dolls. I think that just to put a bow on that, I think the Death Dolls is going to evolve too, because I know certain knockouts are coming back, and that's going to throw a wrench in there somewhere. So we'll see what kind of
always love it.
Yeah, good stuff. The one to watch in 2023, the award goes to Bhupinder Gujjar. Excuse me. I say well-deserved. Few bumps in the road this year, but overall a very good year for growth.
If they did breakout star for men and women, him and Masha would definitely be tops of those lists.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man or woman, absolutely. His finisher right now is my favorite finisher in the company. That second rope spear. I don't know what it was. I saw him starting to do that, and it just mind blown. I just loved it. So
that's very clean.
He does. He does, and it looks cool. And I don't.
Yeah.
No one else does that too. Like, I've never seen anyone.
It's always nice when people tend to get out of what's popular.
Or they throw their own spin on something. Like, Moose does the spear, and other people do their own versions of a spear. But I've never seen anybody use it like that.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of, like, I used to do that with some of my characters in video games, like, over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, spear off the top rope or second rope or whatever. And it's like, amazing. No one does that. Well, boom.
Amazing. No one does that. That's good.
Something original. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a spin on a classic. There you go. I want to hear what the people have to say in the chat. Who is your breakout star of the year? Who caught your eye, you know, rookie wise or whatever? Who do you think? Barry says, Yuya. Oh, you're talking about Iomura. Yeah, he had a good year too. Courtney loves Bhupinder. And yeah, so yeah, by all means, put that in there. Barry also talking about the good hands there. Hutchins, Skyler. Yeah, those are going to be one to watch in the coming year. And Skyler's no rookie either, but he's definitely going to help Jason Hotch as well. Speedball, okay. MVP says Alan Angels. All right. Michael says Steve Macklin. There you go. And some of those guys have all been around before. So, but as far as just getting a fresh start in Impact Wrestling is certainly, you know, good for these guys too. All right. What's next here? Oh, and then we had the announcement of Anthony Green is going to debut mm-hmm. next week, and he cut a brief promo. And we talked about that earlier. You can hit the rewind button on that and get our thoughts on that. And then Male Wrestler of the Year, Josh Alexander. We touched on this briefly because it kind of goes hand in hand with the Moment of the Year.
Right.
So, but yeah, his journey has been phenomenal. And chat, let me know who your Male Wrestler of the Year, if it matches this one with Josh Alexander or if you got someone else. What do you think, Alicia?
I don't know how to add on more to what I said before.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. It goes hand in hand.
There you go. Well deserved.
Yeah. Theme of the night. Well deserved. Good job, guys. You did it.
MVP wants A's in the chat for Alan Angels. Hey! That's going to bring up something else.
Yeah. Hey! This is Katie Forbes. Where is she?
Where is she? What is she doing?
I miss her.
Behaving badly in Vegas, probably, with her hubby.
Good for her. Good for her.
Living her best life.
Yes.
Someday they'll return. Someday. Barry says, Johnny Swinger every year since 1983. Wow.
There you go.
That's a lot of years since 83. I was nine. Holy balls. Crazy. I think he's my age.
I wasn't even born.
You were a concept.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my pappy sack, brother. Let me tell you.
Twinkle in the eye.
Oh God! What is this place?
It's
the internet.
It is what it is. We're here. It's all happening.
It's stuff.
Now we're on to match of the year. Drum roll, please. We have Josh Alexander versus Speedball Mike Bailey, which just happened a few weeks ago. Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago. And absolutely one of the best matches of the year. Certainly going to be on the top of several fans' lists.
It was good.
It was.
I liked Masha versus Jordan a little bit better, but
okay.
Oh, yeah, with peace and love.
One, it's funny because, like the Masha Jordan match was, you know, like we knew what we were getting, we knew when we were getting it. This match with Josh and Speedball literally came out of nowhere. We didn't know we were going to get a like an Iron, well, not an Iron Man match, but we didn't know we were going to go to a practically a 60-minute draw with this. Or not draw, time limit. You know, we didn't know we were just about go to a full hour time limit with this one. It's crazy.
Oops.
I'm oopsing all over the place.
Oh. Ew.
I've done several oopses tonight. No, what do you think? We had practically an hour long match. We didn't even know we were going to get it. Speedball and Josh, what do you think?
I feel like I should think of some profound thing to say. It was a long match that was fought valiantly by two warriors, one of them barefoot. It could have been anybody's game, but it was only one's. Much like Thunderdome, two men entered,
one man left.
And that man was Josh Alexander, who also happens to be Dude of the Year. Moment of the Year? Was he Moment of the Year?
He was also one of two people in the Moment of the Year, because he
And Match of the Year.
Him and Speedball.
Three flaming hot briquettes. Did I do that good? Did you guys believe that I was like serious? I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
We are the most professional.
Does it seem like I worked for Impact at all ever in my life? No.
Terrence Sullivan, thank you for the super chat. Deanna versus Masha versus Taylor at Hard to Kill, please. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Also good.
Also good.
Also
lovely.
Extraordinary. Excellent.
She loves it.
Excellent day.
Book it.
Fragile, it must be Italian.
Barry
Did you just get that?
Yeah, I got that. Now I just saw the whole scene in a flash of an eye. Yeah.
That's my thing, though. Like, people don't really realize is that a lot of the times I'm just spewing catchphrases from some weird, obscure fucking thing. Nobody gets it.
And you don't want to explain yourself, because then
would you? I don't have to, because then that would totally defeat the purpose of putting in some random obscure reference.
Exactly. Special to you, and that's all.
My God, get your head together. Where are you at?
Barry says my favorite match of 2022 was PCO versus Doc Gallows, where they dismantled the ring. Didn't they also go through the stage or something? Or am I thinking of something else?
They pulverized each other.
That too.
Beat each other senseless.
Gallows, two underrated.
Big, meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah, you gotta love the big, meaty men slapping meat. Love it.
So alpha.
Love it. Mayor here saying Queen of the Mountain match at Slammiversary, knockouts match of the year. All right.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Good stuff. That was a first too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Queen of the Mountain match, yeah.
Yes.
Derek says, what is this? Bust Derek's.
Oh, we aren't laughing tonight at the same thing. I can't. I'm not even going to put that up on the screen. But that shit's funny as fuck.
No, go ahead. Hang on. I gotta comment on this. Gallows and Doring went through the stage last year. That's what it was. That's what it was. Thank you. Because I've just been whoopsing all over the place tonight. Like, yeah, it was this match and this pay-per-view. And Critical Sting is like, no, it was this over here with this.
Yeah,
that's a great place to end it. What do you think?
I think we gotta wrap it up.
There you go. So yeah. What? Speedball versus Trey at Against All Odds deserves a mention. Well, there you go.
Okay, and.
Your MVP.
That shit was hilarious. That's I couldn't. The devil on my shoulder said, nay. You gotta put that up.
That's just I didn't want to touch it because
they will leave it to me. I did it. Okay. It's okay. I'm one of them.
If you did it, then
okay. It's so loud.
That's not up to me because I'm not.
On behalf of the team, that's an okay word.
So saith our local knockout. There you go. All right.
Preach.
Preach. All right.
Oh, my brother, testify.
And get tables and
and chairs, and we'll have a picnic.
There you go.
Moving on.
The best of the year. And by all means, if you're watching a replay of this and you made it this far, God bless you.
You didn't need to be here today.
Please.
Nobody did.
It's time to go back to the nog.
I don't understand. You guys show up and we're very thankful for that. So thanks for liking us enough.
We are. And I said this in a live reaction. I said, you know, I'm so damn proud to be a part of this show. We've done some amazing things. Certainly not this episode.
No, certainly not.
We're just doing the best of. We're just wrapping shit up. We're keeping it casual, having fun. But like, you know, raising damn near $150 for Joe Doring. I'm even going to throw a vote in for whatever we get from YouTube this coming month or, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the month or whatever, whenever it comes in the middle of January or whatever they give it to us. Just give it all to Joe because the guy's fighting and you know, we all love him. So, yes, Mayor, it's past my bedtime. Damn Skippy. No, just it's been a long day. It's been a long few weeks as well. So
holidays, bruh.
It is. It's all it is. It's the end of the year. The hustle. Hustle don't stop. So we just want to thank you for being a part of this because you know we do this for shits and giggles. We're not
you like us. You really like us.
We're not doing this to be, you know, king of the mountain of podcasting or whatever. We try to throw our 2 cents in on what we love and you're here for it. So there you go. And we hope that 2023 is even more amazing and knowing Impact Wrestling, I'm sure it will. Anything else you want to throw in here to wrap up the old year?
I wish you all happiness and good health.
Couldn't have said it better. Yes. May this coming year be better than this one as always. So much love, everyone. I'm sorry we didn't have more people in here, but it's that time of year, like I said. So it's all good. But thank you, Alicia, for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll bid you all adieu, and we'll see you next week in, oh my God, is it going to be 2023?
Yes.
I guess so. Be a new year, a new chapter in Total. Nonstop. Impact. We'll see you, folks. Good night.